quite dry. Maybe the centre door then, some of the part of the car fairly wide and has been started to go into meltdown, telling me I'm getting a bit close to it. G1X, mind your rebel.
I suppose if you spend your day like you playing with radios and electronics and what have you, well, you are a ham radio operator, so you obviously like playing a little bit of radio and stuff outside of work. But yeah, it's like a busman's holiday, isn't it? All right, Andy, I'll leave you to it, let you get on the drive, and the time of day. Oh, getting towards 8 o'clock, so go and get myself showered and see what's going to happen for tea tonight. Cheers, Andy, 73GW4XDR.
Okay, who's going, Tony? G1S, mind you, mobile.
M7DU, I might be at my either.
Helicopter, no audio, just helicopter noise,
GW4XDR. M7DU, I might be about there, Mark.
M1EZU, you've got a big problem because with the equipment there. As I say, there's no actual words if you're saying anything, there's no audio in that way. But it sounds like a helicopter's landing, or taking off even. GW4XDR.
M3NZN, testing.
And I was taking the dog for a walk, and I was like, it was I was picking up quite a few, and I actually made a contact with a gentleman in Italy on 20 metres, so to me that was really good, because it's only a 5-watt radio.
Okay, Warren, you dropped it there, okay. They are indeed, the 817s. Be interesting to know what antenna you were using at 20 metres. Did you have a vertical perhaps on the car or something like that, or did you put up a, I don't know, an end fed or a dipole or something? Be interesting to know, but I'm not surprised you found an Italian on 20 metres. There we go. I really enjoy 40, but of course you've got to have a bit more space to get some decent antenna, but if you can get one. I don't know if you can perhaps do it from home at all, or is that not an option with you? But you can normally find somebody on 40 metres to talk to as well, so always a good band. But as you say, you're getting into the hub net, okay. Do you have any other equipment, I wonder? Do you do any of the digital modes at all? Or did you stay with your analogue handheld? Back to you, Warren. G0RMA/M.
M7JTV return. I do DMR. I've got a DMR hotspot. I've also got an all-star node here as well, but I've been like playing around with different things. But earlier on, I was using I think they're called hamsticks, because the wife only bought me the radio, the HF1, on Friday last week. So the radio came with a couple of single band whips that you just like go on to the front BNC. So I was doing it on the 20 metre piece of that, but we ordered a LiFO4 battery, and that came today, so we thought we'd go out with it, and it worked actually really, really good for it working on HF, because I've only done local on HF at first. But I have got a N-fed half wave QRP antenna to go portable with, and I've also got one that's on its way for doing one for in the garden, but I'm just thinking about making one, because I've got the connectors and everything to make one, so I've just got to sort out some cable and then just make one for at home.
G0RMA returning. Yeah, okay, well, sounds like you got yourself sorted. That's nice that she bought you a radio. I don't think mine has ever bought me a radio. She bought me accessories, to be fair, but not a radio. But yeah, great. Well, I think you said you did it in October, your license. So, it's an interesting hobby. I still find it interesting even after all my years doing it. It's certainly changed a lot, that's for sure. And I'm assuming, of course, you're working SSB on 20 metres, and you're not going the dark route with FT8 or anything, so I might have said the wrong thing there, but never mind. So I'm assuming you're working phone on your 20 metres, so if you've got the facilities to put up something, then that's great. It's always nice to be able to switch the radio on and listen around and see what you can find. You'll have some good idea of your noise floor, and what actually bands you might be able to work, and perhaps those that are more hard work, Warren. So that'd be interesting to know. Back to you, G0RMA/M.
I've got plenty of room to put one up in the garden. It's like my UHF one, that one there's 30 foot up in the air on top of two scaffolding poles at the moment. So I did have it just on the top of the shed, but it weren't like picking up much. So I thought, right, put it up at the top. And I've been talking to people all the way from like Birmingham and loads of places. I had a contact the other day, and I was talking to him, and he was all in Ilfracombe. So to do that on 2 metres, it was really, really nice. But especially when I got my first contact today on HF, that was lovely. He just gave me a buzz. So it was on phone. It went on FTA. I am going to get into doing, I want to I want to get into doing a load of that as well, because there's people around here that do 2 meters on CW, so I want to try a little bit of that, because it's just something new to add to the hobby. So I'm doing DMR I taught loads of places with, and that, mainly on the worldwide core group and that, but I like using HugNet, I like using quite a lot of different things, but like Echo Link's alright if there's no one around and that, but I do like being able to put the radio up and have a listen and seeing what bands. But at the moment around by me, 20 metres, 10 and 40 are free. They're quite quiet, but that's probably because of the conditions, but I've got there's no noise or anything on them when I've had it on, so it's been alright.
Taxi Warranty 0RMA Mobile. So I've got a brain like a fish today. I've forgotten your call sign. So I'll just use your name to start with. Great. I give you credit for that. Good you've got off and get some CW gear or panels or whatever you've got. I'm assuming you're talking iambic gear or something, and not anything even more complicated like one of the other versions, what is it, Vibroplex or something, but anyway. Say welcome to the hobby. There's plenty to it. There's enough to keep you all busy, tuning around on the bands that you like, let's say, that you can operate. Can be really interesting to see what you can find on there as well. And there's normally somebody else out there to talk to, isn't there? Okay, the DMR, I'm assuming when you say worldwide, you probably be using Brandmeister then on Talk Group 91, which seems to be continuous chit-chat, which is good in some respects. There's always something definitely going on there. And with all the modes and things that we have, it's normally somewhere you can find somebody to talk to. And your ST8 aspirations, and everything else that you can do with the hobby. There isn't a huge amount of restrictions these days, so it's all there to be tried, isn't it? So, great. There's plenty to do on it, I suppose. And satellite working is really good fun, seeing you've got the handheld already. Perhaps you can make yourself an antenna for that. Anyway, I hope I'm still getting in. I've just went through a bit of a low spot. So back to you, Warren. G0RMA, stroke mobile. Yeah, I hope you got that, Warren. I was in a bit of a bad spot. Perhaps you didn't get it all. Should be better now. G0RMA, stroke mobile.
Charlie 1, Yankee Mike Tango, listening.
G0RMA Mobile. Warren, I seem to have lost you. And perhaps you've had your battery's gone flat or something. It won't be the first time it's happened. I'll say 73CO, I've got too far to go. G0RMA, stroke M, is listening briefly. Was there somebody else? Put a call sign through there. I think we've lost Warren, unfortunately. Golf Zero Romeo, Mike Alpha Mobile is in the car for about 5 minutes. Try again.
Mike Uniform Juliet from Mike 6 November Lima. You're monitoring again.